Welcome to Maximum Awesomeness. I'm Cinders.
I'm Queen Bee.
She's yelling. I told you guys about this, I bet. But yeah, in the background, I don't know if you guys can hear this, but Queen Bee's sister and her friends are partying downstairs in the basement while we are up here being all lonely, recording our podcast.
And I'm eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I already ate my lunch and drinking hot chocolate, so you might hear slurping noises, but that's not our fault because we just have to drink our hot chocolate. It is necessary.
For survival.
For survival, yes. Now, let's actually move on to Maximum Mind, which me and India didn't do at all last time.
Yeah, I listened to it the first time a couple of days ago on my iPod when I was not supposed to be. I listened to all 45 minutes of it. I feel bad for you guys because half of it was just them blabbing on about random things.
Silliness. But yeah, our main discussion topic today, since it's our first on-topic episode, this is not, by the way, this is not the one that me and Queen Bee made earlier. This one's just a bonus. India couldn't be here. You're going to have her over Skype because she's sick. But this computer is so slow that we can't get.
Is she nauseous sick?
I don't know. She just said that she's sick and that she can't come over because of that. So.
Where's your phone?
My phone. What? No, don't talk. No, we're not texting her
right
now.
Can I get a napkin at least? Jelly's all over me.
Fine, Queen Bee, go get a napkin. Queen Bee's going to get a napkin. She almost spilled her hot chocolate, so ha ha to that. Yes, our main discussion.
And it spilled on you.
No, it didn't.
I said it would have.
It would have spilled on me. Okay.
Okay. First character is.
Yeah. Our main. Wait, let me. I haven't even told them. We're talking.
Oops.
Our main discussion topic today is the characters, our opinions, our theories, and what we think is going to happen to them generally. Now, obviously, the first one just has to be Max. Max, the main one. Now, we're going to describe her because I know some people, Platypus Princess.
I think she's going to actually get girlier in there.
Wait, just a second. Platypus Princess doesn't know what. She hasn't read Maximum Mind, but she is still listening to our podcast, so thank you, Platypus Princess. We need to come up with a better nickname for her. But anyway, going back to Maximum Ride, the Max is the 14-year-old, or she should be 15 now, actually, if you think about it. The 14-year-old heroine of the series, she is the leader of the flock and basically takes care of all the other kids. Now,
we have to tell more comments about them.
Comments.
I know. She's more girlier in the next book, just because of the more romance probably between Fang and Max. So she becomes girlier, trying to look better when she's around Fang, which is basically always.
Well, I guess that's. We really should have waited for India, but we were just so impatient, and we know that you guys are too. So we decided not to wait for her, and we decided to make this podcast anyway. So, Max, yeah, there's not really, I'm sticking with my theory that I told you on the podcast that we made together that these people haven't heard yet. I'm sticking with the fact that the voice isn't real. I think that it's Max creating it for herself. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I know, it's hard to put a voice in someone's head, you know. Yeah, it's really, so.
Yeah, you can't just broadcast somebody's voice. Because you decide to. Hold on. Can you go yell at them and tell them to shut up, please? Because they're louder than we are.
Who?
She's going to yell at them. Maybe we'll have music in here. I don't know. It's really, really annoying. She went down and she's screaming. She's ruining it. They're being really, really, really annoying. You probably can hear them louder than me. I don't know. And by the way, I'm sorry for that. Last week, India said something mean about something that is really better if we just don't put it into the public. And so I beeped it out. When I made it, I had something that went over the beep with the beep. But for some reason, the beep overtook it. And you didn't hear it. All you just heard was like a 20-second, 30-second beep. And I'm really, really sorry for that. Queen Bee, are you almost done? I'm done stalling for you. It's really boring. You got a popsicle? I want a popsicle.
Then go and get them out, the orange juice ones. So what have you talked about
I
so far?
Them.
No, go and get one. You know how to get them. And I'll talk while you're gone. So here, while we're doing this, I'll talk about my opinion of Maximum Ride. Maximum Ride is a book that really, to me, either you hate it or you love it. Because, really, it's just, there are so many things going on. And it's for some people, it might be hard to just grasp the meaning of it. For me, it took me a while. But, I mean, like, I always pinpointed one character I really liked. And I really liked Iggy, because he seems really cool. So, if you see, if you hear me talking about Iggy a lot...
Help me!
What? Fine, you stupid...
I want that one. She's helping me get my popsicle out, people.
Talking about Iggy.
She's in love with Iggy. Kind of like India's in love with Fang. It's really, really annoying. Actually, as soon as she comes back, I will tell you a story that happened about Maximum Ride. Right after we read it last year in the school year, they were both talking about how much they loved their respective characters, like India for Fang and Queen Bee for Iggy. And then I was like, stop it. I'm really getting bored of hearing you pine for somebody that's not even real.
But I mean, here's the thing.
Wait.
For me, the reason why I like Iggy is for his character, his personality. Just likes him because he sounds hot, okay?
You called her her real name. Now
India likes him because she thinks he's hot.
Yeah, which makes it even stupider because he's but not like real. And this is the reactions, which shows how different people they are. When I told him, stop pining for people that aren't real, Queen Bee fell on the ground laughing. And India didn't talk to me for a week. Sorry, I just took a really long lick on my popsicle. They're very yummy. They're orange. Orange.
I made them.
We kind of got lost on our topic.
Mm-hmm. You guys, it's Max first.
Mm-hmm.
Get the paper.
I don't know.
Okay. Cinders, it might be in the kitchen. Okay. Max is a very strong person. And it really shows, because you know what, in books, usually a boy is the main character. But in, like, Maximum Ride and Twilight, they're finally showing that girls can, not really as much Twilight, but Maximum Ride, they're showing girls can be leaders, too, especially in this book.
Not really what I would see as a message, but oh well. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make fun of you.
But what? Like, in a lot of books, like Harry Potter, the main character is Harry, right? And that's a boy, right? Male!
Not really, though. If you notice, he describes the men a lot more than the women. Which, well, it makes sense because the author's female, but still. Anyway, I think Max is a little bit too paranoid. I think that's one of the reasons, the big obstacles.
You know what's funny? I just realized Harry Potter, the author is a female. The main character is a boy. Maximum Ride. James Patterson, he's a man. The main character is a girl. Like the big kahumba is a girl.
Opposite she gender. Makes up words when she can't think of anything.
I've been using big kahumba for the last, like, 5 months.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up, you people, please. Sorry.
My sister will call her straight-haired person because she straightens her hair. Her
straight-haired
like,
person, wow, real creative.
She has, like, 5 friends over. Okay, back to Maximum Right. The next person is Fang!
No, we didn't finish talking about Max, but there's not really much to talk about Max. Basically, I still think that the voice isn't real. I think it's her.
The voice can't be real. Which is like, it might be that Uber director. Oh no, never mind.
He's dead, remember?
I know, he died.
He died in the fourth one. And, but basically she's a strong character. She's the main character. A lot of screwy things are gonna happen to her, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Now it's on to Fang. Fang, when the first time I heard of him, I really thought he was depressed.
Yeah, me too. He's like emo. But he's not, though. That's actually a debate that we're going to have soon. Is Fang emo or not?
No. He just really hates life.
it seems like it. He's the silent, dark, nonconformist aiding guy, which was a quote, people, by the way.
From what?
From the book, stupid.
I don't memorize it word by word.
But isn't it, like, obvious?
Mm-hmm. It is obvious.
And she's leaving. Queen Bee is leaving to put something away. Sorry, we just paused the recording because somebody just got home. But, yeah, I really want to move this upstairs all the way to the top floor because
then... I think we'll survive. Oh, cinders! You're probably sorry for the beep. There are not as many beeps as...
Beep, 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 beep.
You guys got chocolate.
We did.
Why did you leave?
You just called me while you...
Sorry for the beeps!
Yes, another beep, another beep. Yeah, we just made hot chocolate, as I told you. And this is actually quite fun, even though this is like the fourth time that we've been separated. I'm drinking my hot chocolate and eating my popsicle, and they're very contradictory to each other. I like this. The cold popsicle with the warm hot chocolate. Because I put 4 ice cubes in my hot chocolate, so it's really cold chocolate now, but...
I put only 3. Okay, bye. So Fang is just really a character that's...
There's a lot to him, though. He doesn't talk much. He's very... It's obvious he...
Reclusive. He's reclusive.
Yes. Reclusive. But not with Max, though. I can't tell if he is just...
A friend to Max, or...
Or no, like, extra hormonal, or if he actually likes her. But it seems like he actually likes her, because... He's asked her, like, 4 times, like, can't we just leave everything and be together? Which is a little bit suggestive there. I don't know if I'm the only person on the planet who caught that. If that's just me being paranoid or actually something.
Okay, you guys pour something on that couch.
Mm-hmm.
That will end up...
We won't, Mom.
We are being disciplined.
Mom, don't worry. We're not going to spill.
Sorry, I think she really understands the meaning of podcast.
It's India who's clumsy.
India, who's clumsy?
Yeah.
Sorry if you guys, if you can't hear us
very
well.
No, she's a dancer, which is why she wanted to be called Schmaxy Dance Girl. And yet she runs, like...
Slower than a slug.
No. And her her arms and legs fly out all over the place. Like, she's trying to fly. Like, Max.
I hunch over when I run.
No, you don't. Oh, yeah, you do. She puts her head down, screams, and runs at people when she's really energetic. She likes to... Not India, Queen Bee. She likes to run into people.
Mm. And then you jumped on me. Get back to Maximum Ride.
Yeah, I ran into her once and she fell backwards into the mud and she was so angry at me.
Okay, next character, Nudge. Nudge is one of those characters that really don't need to be there.
She's not that important.
Except for the magnetic thing.
I don't like her that much. I mean, she's not... I don't like her, but I don't dislike her. She developed a lot more in the 4th book. And for some reason, a lot of people seem to pair her with Iggy, but that doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-mm.
It's actually really annoying. On fan fiction, especially, a lot of people do, Fax is Fang and Max, obviously. People learn the lingo. And then there's Niggy, which is really, really stupid. I don't believe in it. I think it's unrealistic.
The Dragazian angel, but the brother and sister, if you didn't hear me.
Incest. Okay, moving back.
Okay.
We have to, like, catch ourselves every 2 seconds.
Okay, so Nudge is just... We're done. Iggy. I like Iggy for his character.
Yes, she does. She used to obsess over him and go, Iggy! And, which, actually, I'm very proud of you. You haven't screamed at all.
No. I haven't screamed.
You can probably... They can probably hear our slurps. Slurp. Mm. Oh, no!
Okay, so Iggy just seems like... He's an interesting person. Again, one of those characters that are like, he's more than Nudge, but then less than like Angel.
I feel really sorry for him. I think he might get his sight back.
I hope he does.
Mm-hmm, but I also...
I think it's starting because of the white thing and the feeling colors. I think it's amazing how he can...
Oh, yeah, he could be like, whatchamacallit. I can't think of it right now, but he could be almost... But don't some animals, like, see with their tongues or something? Like, feel or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he could totally do something that's amazing like that.
Okay.
There's a lot of unused potential for Iggy, if you notice.
And Gazzy is, like, lower than Nudge. He's just weird.
Look, a UFO!
Ha ha ha, you're so funny.
I know, but that's what he does, though. Doesn't he? He points to random things and goes, yo. Well, I mean, look, a UFO. Yo? Yo, a UFO.
Angel. She's so much of a good girl that I think she could turn, like, evil one day.
I like her. I don't know why everybody is such such a dish against Angel.
I don't hate her, but I have some
like
kind
India
of feeling.
Does. India hates her. I don't know why. It's really annoying.
She's just one day, I'm going to burst out and say, I'm evil!
I doubt that. I doubt that very much.
For all you listeners out there, there's a thing that shows us how loud we're being. When I just, like, went, and, like, right now, it goes, like, off
it,
the charts.
It almost made one of those buzzers, but this microphone, since we haven't adjusted it, since this isn't my computer, this is Queen Bee's computer, I haven't adjusted the microphone so that it takes in louder than, like, it automatically amplifies it, but I'm going to have to manually amplify it. More work for me. As well as all your beeps, I have to beep out all your name calling.
It's hard. Last time I heard like little dogs walking around.
And when India's dad talked to her. Remember that? Yeah, I've gotten a lot of comments on that actually. A lot of people were talking about, hey, are you
done
speaking
to Jake from Ohio?
Or
what was it? Like Jake from Ohio?
Jake from Ohio, yes. Which, by the way, we have a lot more comments. When you guys heard us last, we only had 3 comments. But we have a lot more now.
Are you from Jake, Ohio?
2 more from Jake, Ohio. And
I love you, Jake, Ohio! If you were here, I'd give you a big hug. Okay, so, Jeb.
He scares me.
I like Jeb.
I'm worried about him. I'm worried that he's like, secretive and bad and, like...
Is he secretive? He's bad?
I don't really understand, because he's, like, Dr. Martinez trusts him, right? But what I don't understand is why he gave... Because obviously...
I have a feeling Dr. Martinez is going to do something in this evil plot.
I don't think she's going to be evil. I think she's going to be, like, not human. Or she's going to die. She's going to be, like, murdered by somebody.
Mm-hmm. But something's going to happen to her. For sure.
Yeah, she's too... That's just a way too perfect part of the plot. Like, that's some of the things that annoys me. When things are way too perfect, it really gets on my nerves.
Yeah, it's just, like, she could be one of those people, or, like, Ella, maybe. They don't talk about Ella much.
Yeah, Ella could be, like, captured and by scary Mr. Chu.
We're talking about, so Dr. Martinez just got into that, but Dr. Martinez really is just a very...
I don't think she's human. Honestly, I've always had a really creepy feeling that she's just too nice. Too many things happen. Like, there must have been something in that chip that, like, programmed Max to go find Dr. Martinez, because that's too much of a coincidence otherwise.
Yeah.
Or Ella could be some, like, robot or something that
pretended
to be in trouble.
A couple of months back when we were going to do fan fiction, I started thinking about, like, what could happen. And I always thought about, Dr. Martinez is going to be the one that...
Dr. Martinez and Ella, they're shady. Nobody knows what's going to happen.
So what's the maximum awesomeness mailbag?
Mailbag. Our mailbag. That's talking about the messages. I got quite a few, or I got 2 really nice long podcast reviews, but then one from this Megan in New York and one from Gabby in Mississippi. But then stupid Platypus Princess told me that it was her playing a prank. I'm really ticked at her right now.
I mean, like...
Basically, we've gotten a lot of really encouraging comments. A lot of people want us to talk about, like, what's going to happen and how... But basically how if Fang... A lot of people are thinking that Fang's going to die. Which, by the way, actually, Ari, I thought of a cast person for him. You know Christian Bale from, whatchamacallit, Batman, I think it was. Was he in Batman? He was in Batman.
No,
she's playing with my cell phone right now, so she's really distracted.
No, I don't know who Christian Bale is. That's my problem.
No, Christian Bale is... He was Batman. I think he's a little bit too muscular. He's a little too rugged. Kind of like...
No. I sort of imagined Fang with dark skin.
No, not Fang. No, it's Ari.
Oh, Ari.
Christian Bale for Ari.
Oh, no.
Batman.
No way!
It's my suggestion, people.
Ari, I think Ari should be... Like,
not Hugh Jackman. I'm sorry.
Hugh Jackman. I'm saying no.
You actually said no to Hugh
I
Jackman.
I love Hugh Jackman. He's like my idol if I was a man. Because in fact, I'm not a man. He's not my idol. But I hope I can be like him one day and marry him. No, okay. He's just...
He's 40 years older than you.
Well, that doesn't really matter. Okay. No, what I imagine him, like, characteristically, is not super tall, not super short, sort of in between.
He needs to be kind of, like, pretty boyish. Not
no,
really,
like, my height. I'm 5'8", for all you peoples out there, I know.
She is freakishly tall, and so is India. But I'm catching up. I'm starting to catch up with them now.
Okay,
finally.
But not like small, but not terribly tall, and but then muscular. Like, take a big buff guy from one of those really.
No.
Big, no, not like a really big buff guy. But I mean, like, have you anybody of you ever seen Saved by the Bell? This old TV show.
Oh yeah. So,
there's one actor. I don't know who it was, but he has a lot of muscles.
Who does he play?
I don't know.
Was it AC?
I don't know, but
or Slater.
Slater.
That's Mario Lopez. He's too old now.
No, I know. I mean, not him, but the muscle wise.
Well, that might possibly be. Well, like, you mean the same build? But really, I think that they should be more like supermodels, like they show in the books. More pretty boyish than anything. Not really muscular. Not really that athletic. Not rugged at all, because that's not how they are. They're rugged, scary-ish when they're in a razor form, but when they're not, it's like...
Like, I don't know who, but you know what, never mind. Okay, but what's the maximum awesomeness mailbag? You didn't explain it.
Well, maximum awesomeness mailbag, it's the long messages. Most of them, I don't really want to pull it up right now because...
Yeah, let's yell so that we can hear the people that are in the background. So keep on yelling,
keep
Cinder.
Keep on yelling, yelling, yelling.
Keep on yelling, keep on yelling.
First screen.
That was so cool.
Clap.
That was awesome. That was fun.
I need to find some sound effects. I'm going to look on Google.
Like a ba-dum-tsh or whatever. Can never make
it. Ba-dum-tsh-bum, and then applauses, and then... Stuff like that. We really... Oh, my gosh. You put... No more playing with my phone.
No.
She just put a picture of me, but, like, a really retarded picture of me with orange juice all over my mouth. And now, we were going to talk about something else. I was going to... Do you have any other things to add?
Yes. We can't do the interview.
Let's talk more about the movie.
Yes, the movie, I know it's going to be terrible. It's very... First of all... Like, it's very hard, first of all, just for the animations, it's really hard to make
it. Ew, no, not animation, please, no.
I know, I'm just saying that it's going to be hard in that field.
Aspect
field, whatever, bahoomba.
No, but guys, Avi Arad, have you seen, I just saw Spider-Man 2 days ago.
Which one?
The first one.
Uh-huh.
It was really, really, really good, actually.
Who's Avi Arad?
Avi Arad is the... He is the producer of he's going to be the producer of Maximum Might, and he was the producer of 2010.
Hmm?
I know.
It started having like little clips last year.
Mm-mm. That was for the book. They had a commercial, remember, with Amy Rose in it for Max?
Yeah.
I really hope they find somebody good for Max. A lot of people have been suggesting...
Avril Lavigne. You said that 1,000 times.
No.
No way.
I wasn't going to say Avril Lavigne. That's bleh.
That's just retarded.
Bleh.
Sorry for my bad language. We told you that adult content...
That's not bad language.
Oh, guys. Never... I just realized. I got to catch myself. Never say retarded because it's actually offending to the people that are retarded and just mean. Because I knew a person that was retarded and she died. Last year. It's not funny!
I know, but just the way you said it. No, she was smiling. She was like, yeah, I knew. So she was smiling really widely. She was like, I knew somebody who was a giant.
And they died.
And then she died. And then her face went totally blank of emotion.
Blankness.
What do you think, Omega? Do you think that he's going to come back, or do you think he's just dead?
I hope Omega's dead.
What about Max 2? Max the second.
I liked her. She is funky.
She tried to cook.
I know. That was cool that they did that.
Yeah. But, and that apparently Fang knew, but he didn't say anything. Which, what do you think about his power? Invisibility?
You could put that to good use.
No, but it's not complete invisibility. It's like fake invisibility. Cheesy invisibility.
You can't see him, but you can hear him and feel him.
He has to, like, stand still for, like, an hour. No, give me back my cell phone.
Not an hour, just 59 minutes.
And then he smiled, remember, when he was... I don't really understand the mechanics of his power, because I thought that when he moved that it came back. But remember, if you guys remember in the fourth book, when he got his power, when he was invisible, he smiled, and she saw his... Max saw his teeth, and that...
Which
is why she was so freaked, because he never smiles.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, the invisible...
Stop playing with my cell phone.
Too bad. The invisibility is fine for me.
Awesome. But I really... Actually, I think Angel is getting... I think it's getting a bit ridiculous. How many powers does she have? Like, she has reading minds, talking to fish, controlling minds.
Changing herself.
But didn't she get another one? Somebody email us, please, with this stuff, these details, because we can't really... You don't really have the time to think about it now. But what was... We were talking about something. Many of you might know that Fang's blog is stopped now, really sadly. Fang's blog is now moved to a site called MaximumX.com. It's like a discussion board for The Dangerous Days of Daniel X and Maximum Ride. And which, by the way, I am going to read Dangerous Days.
Hey guys, if any of you know other podcasts, websites, blogs, blobs, whatever, about Maximum Ride that you'd like us to hear about because you really like, just tell us and we'll read it.
Yeah, please. We really like it. We've gotten some really nice comments, but we really would like... they're nice and all, but we really need, like, emails and stuff. And I know we're not really popular right now because it's only our second episode. We have, I don't know, like 20, 30 subscribers maybe. And they're all, or like 10 of them are from school and the rest of them are from random places. But only the people from school and a couple other people have contacted us at all. We would really like it if you would email us and we'll read off your email in the Maximum Awesomeness mailbag. I'm almost done with my popsicle people, so we'll stop with the slurping soon. Put away my phone.
No, I'm paying attention. I just...
Queen Bee, give it to me.
Mm. Okay, I hit it.
No.
Okay.
I want to.
Oh, and then you get to play with it, but I don't.
No, I don't want to play with it. I want it back.
Too bad. Poop sniffles. Okay. Ooh. Okay, so let's right now, if we've been talking for, like, almost half an hour about Maximum Ride stuff... Let's actually, like, talk about life itself. Because, no.
about life.
You know what?
She just crumpled up our planning paper. We didn't have very much on there. We really haven't discussed anything, really. I listened to our podcast, last week's podcast. We said we were going to discuss the fourth book. We barely did.
You know what? Let's never make any promises. And if we do, don't think they're ever going to happen. If you really want it to happen, email us, or else we're not going to do it. If you have anything you want us to talk about...
Oh, yeah, by the way, this is really important, actually.
Yeah?
On Saturday, India's uncle in Afghanistan died in a car bombing, so we all want you guys to know that. May he rest in peace. Lots of respect there.
Take a moment of silence.
Yes, a moment of silence. But it's not complete silence because there's stupid music in the background.
You may not be able to hear it.
Probably not. Because the line is straight.
Hey, wait. If we turn on music...
You just called me my real name again.
Scissors! If we turn on music here on iTunes, will it play on the podcast?
Yes, but it will be really bad quality and I'll have to replace it by directly importing it later if you want. Okay. But no, not right now because I'm going to add music in the end. And guys, actually... At the very end of this, after the music probably, I'm going to add the, if I can, this is not a promise, but it's a probability, I'm going to get the interview about Maximum Ride 4.
James Patterson!
What she said.
Yeah!
See, I told you she screams.
But not as much today, because I was sick yesterday. Good job spilling popsicle on your pants.
No, my friend came up to me today. I went, I spilled cheese on my pants.
Cheese?
Like, yes, cheese. And I was like, how did that happen? She was like, yes, I was eating squeeze cheese. And I dropped it. And it fell. And then she's like, look. And she shoved her knee in my face. It was.
Did you eat the cheese off her knee?
No.
Sorry. Okay. So let's go back to life. So
life.
Here back in Virginia, where we live.
Virginia. Yeah, we're sorry, stalkers. We're not giving you any more information than that.
It's snowing right now. And guys, all of you, put your pajamas backwards. Put underwear, not underwear, in the toilet.
ice cubes in the toilet.
And do the snow dance and say, Virginia, let it snow. Because we don't want school tomorrow. Trust me, that's on the...
Yeah, if we do, we can get another episode. So hope, cross your fingers and pray to God that it will snow tomorrow.
No religious stuff.
Yeah, no religious, actually.
Cinders. See, I called you by your real name.
Didn't you just call me
Cinders? Oh, I mean your fake name.
No, the same person that emailed me last time about how we got our nicknames asked about me and Queen Bee again because we only gave away India's last week.
Okay, I get to say this because last time you Cinders, because we call him Cinderella. Why do we call him Cinderella?
Cinderella, don't mention anything else. It's too much because if that person checks this, I will be dead for life.
I don't remember why it's Cinderella, but we call him Cinders. For me,
yeah, it was Cinderella originally because let's call her Miss Splatipus because she's a spaz and she likes platypus. So put that together, we have Splatipus. Really lame, but oh well. Our lovely Miss Splatipus started calling me Cinderella, and then she shortened it to Cinders, and I've been using that on everything lately. And so and Queen Bee, she had a really funny bumblebee costume for Halloween this year. And it was really funny, and so we just called her Queen Bee from now on. And India, you all know this, she doesn't like her name, but we're gonna make her keep it. She didn't want to be called Tree Car.
Yeah, sort of a sucky name, Tree Car in India.
We are really getting off topic, and there are people that really get annoyed. Let's talk about, what were we gonna talk about? Let's discuss further the fourth book. I liked it. The Arctic Adventure was too short. We didn't get enough from... Bridget was like this random robot person that Fang had a crush on.
Robot person?
Well, that's what it seemed like to me. I mean, like, she was just like, do this and do that. And what with Sue dying and all, it was like...
She was too smart.
She was a robot. She died. Sue, whatever her name is.
The thing I don't like about Bridget... I like Bridget. Bridget seemed like a good person, just bad for Max.
Bridget
Max was overreacting.
Yeah, I really think that... Bridget was made as a romantic obstacle, I think. No, guys, you may know that in When the Wind Blows and The Lake House, which is the series that James Patterson wrote himself that he based Max Might on, there's a character named Max with wings who comes from a school, but they're different kids. And there's this character named Oz who she has, I think it's Oz or something like that. She has a romance with him, and actually... I think they like lay an egg or something like that. But definitely, that's why that's in the adult book. Because there is in it.
That's a bad word to say, Cinders.
It's not bad, it's real. I'll beep it out though for all of you that may be offended.
Or maybe 5-year-old listening to this because your older brother or sister is listening to this and you have no choice to listen to it. Yeah,
nobody knows that better than Queen Bee. Mm-hmm. Queen Bee is like twice as tall as her sister.
When I was in second grade, someone thought I was 13. I'm not joking.
Are you sure? But you don't really act like...
I mean, I act like a 5-year-old. Okay, I'm talking really close to the microphone so you guys can hear me, because sometimes I talk really low
I think Bridget was a little bit too much of a random...
And Akalia, what was it, the dog?
Obstacle.
No, what was...
Stupid.
What was Akila, the dog?
Akila.
That was just stupid.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Toto much. I don't know about anybody.
And he's growing wings, remember?
Yeah, he is. He is, isn't he? I think Toto's probably going to die in the next book.
We're really like a secret robot that they created they have like a chip in him. Mm-hmm. So that they know. But how did they know, the person with the robot, how did the person know where
Uber Matt, director?
Yeah, how did the Uber director, I forgot his name, the Uber director know that they were going to be on that boat? How did he know?
I don't know. Villains, no, everybody noticed in stories, villains always are the most, have the most information. It is not fair. And Queen Bee is not commenting, probably not to hurt my feelings. My feelings. Another slurp. Stop it! Stop it right now! She's mouthing with her sister and her friends about.
Okay, I don't want to make this as long as the other video, so I'll do.
No, we're not leaving yet. We're still talking about the movie. What do you think they'll cut out? Like, what do you think that will be?
Actually, they might cut out Turtle having wings.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Unless it's a really major thing, and then
In the next book.
Yeah, that's really all I can think of. Or maybe the makeover.
The makeover? Well, no, because that's how. Oh, right, because it didn't really help, did it?
No, just to make him pretty.
No, but, and they didn't really look.
It's like extra money, unnecessary.
Yeah, just to cut the actor's hair and change it and all. Which, by the way, there is a manga series. Or Maximum Ride. Fang, his hair is like 10 feet long.
Why? I haven't seen it.
You haven't? I'll show it to you. Maybe I can post the pictures of all the stuff up on our blog.
This is what I'm going to do to end this year. This, okay?
No.
No, there are a couple of things I have to say. First of all, you people suck for not commenting or commenting badly. Okay?
There's only one person who did that.
Well, you know what? That person is Amini Patini. Okay. Another thing is, Cinders is doing a Skype thing, which is Skype is when you can make a podcast like this. We're using Audacity, but with two different people in two different places. You know, they can be anywhere.
Yeah, you can call
and,
with Skype as long as
Cinder is doing it with another group, right?
Yeah. For Mortal Cast, which is a Percy Jackson podcast.
Okay. Oh. What was that? Okay, I'm sorry. That was just nothing. But we would, if any of you people are actually serious and not going to goof around, we might want to do Skype with you. Because we don't see, would listen before you don't agree, Cinders.
My face is contorted into a expression of complete horror and pain.
Your face is blank. Oh, now it is. Okay. No, but I mean, like, I know we have three people, me, who's awesome, Cinders, and India.
Who's awesome, and India, who's girly.
And then Cinders.
And then me, who's
I
amazing.
Think
I'm
India's
amazing.
Not as into this as us. I'm really going to
yes, think. Yes, she is.
Well, I mean, like, she more strays from the topic, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, she's a good person. I love her. She's one of my best friends. Not in the love way. I'm not bisexual, but... you might want to cut that out.
Cinders. No, nobody really cares,
okay.
Honestly.
But I mean, like, straying off the topic, we tried, but it's hard.
But if you notice, last week, I was actually keeping us off the topic. I was like, let me finish this platypus story.
How stupid do I sound there? India's a good person. She's funny, girly. I'm, like, not girly at all, but...
Yeah, I'm the guy, India's the girl, and Queen Bee is in between.
I'm like, you know what they call it? They call it a tomboy. You just learned a new word. Yay for you, Cinder. So...
Moving on.
We'd love to Skype with you, but you mean don't act. Really, we're putting this on a one-time basis.
We need more
comments,
emails.
You know what I was thinking is if we have lots and lots of questions about us, about the book, about our opinions, we might do a Q&A thing.
Yeah.
Try to send us as many questions. Don't expect it to be like next week or anything. But also, I might put up on the blog, just as a reminder about the Skype thing. I don't have it personally, but Cinders in India do, and they've used it. That's what they used for the past
Which one?
Podcast.
What are you talking about?
Skype. You use Skype.
Well, no, but we used Audacity. We just used Skype so that it could detect her voice and I just amplified it.
Yeah, and so, yeah, and then...
we'll do the same thing if you guys promise to not, like, push off the topic.
Yeah, well, we're going to do this. We're going to do this on a trial basis. We'll do this one with one person, whoever the lucky person is, and because you guys, we're going to make it, like, a sort of contest thing.
Contest. Oh, by the way, I have messaged on our theme song. I am officially closing the gates on this coming Friday.
We want, if you don't like any of those songs, email us a song. Let's let them do that. They might not like the song.
No, I know, but that's what I told them. But yeah, here, I'll play for you in just a sec. I will play for you.
At the end.
The song, no, or not just at the end. I can just put a little place.
Okay.
I'll play the song alive for you, the little section that's very relevant to Maximum Ride. Here it is. I'm putting it in now.
Feel pain. We were born with wings. We were made to fly. We were meant to live.
Okay. We are moving on.
Okay, so back to the contest. Here are going to be the rules. If you do it not seriously, we're never going to do this again. If you do,
you really have to promise to be serious.
Another thing is, this is going to be, the next time we make a podcast, we'll announce the winner.
Oh, and don't be just blah either. We need somebody with personality.
And a person that knows their facts about that.
Yeah,
that guy that looks like that. You can't really say what they look like. Okay, but this is what the thing is. Email us saying nickname, name, whatever, we don't give a and telling you why we should do this with you.
Yeah, why we should.
And then
you.
Give us a couple of topics we could talk about with Maximum Ride. Opinions.
Yeah, by the way, India begged me to talk about this, so we really should, since I promised her and she can listen to this. We should talk about the Little Romance predictions and stuff. I just heard a tone from my phone. Don't you dare open that thing up again. She just opened my phone. I put this alarm on my phone so that whenever anybody presses a button, a xylophone thing goes.
Wait, let's play it
for them. No. Yeah, you just took a picture. It's way too low.
You know what? This is
just bad. We're not doing it, okay?
Poof.
Yeah, it's not loud enough. Oh,
just
well.
Amplify by like a bajillion or something. Oh.
Bajillion.
Okay. So, really, we're not getting enough comments personally. I think
we need more comments with body. I mean, everybody's been saying like, "You rock. We love you. We can't wait for the next episode." But which, thank you. They really boost our self-esteem, and they make us feel so special. But we really need, like, oh my gosh, your sister is singing Dancing Queen downstairs.
Okay, on topic.
Yes, on topic. Back on topic. What do you think will happen in the next book? I think that, I don't know how much of it is hormone and how much of it's actually
A lot more hormones than the other book. And then there's going to be a lot more adventure, hormones, lots of distraction.
Yeah, that could be like the tagline for the story. Adventure, mystery, suspense, hormone.
Oh no, it wouldn't be hormone, it would be romance.
Romance, probably.
But
hormone's more realistic, though. Let's say hormone.
Blah, 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 blah. That's fun.
Random.
Okay, but I really think that James Patterson can either do really good with this book or really, really bad.
Yeah, I thought it was too repetitive when Fan kissed Max on the dock and she ran away. That was too repeated. That is too cliche compared to
at least
make a different reaction.
Like she stumbled back and like fell into the water or
that'd
something.
That'd be funny.
I don't know.
Everybody would crack out loud.
Or just like faint or just be so surprised that, you know, the rest of the night she didn't say much.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever.
But what's really India has these fantasies, and she tends to tell them to me, and they're fantasies that would make perverts blush. And that's all I'm going to say. There's an odd silence in the air. It's quite weird.
Even the music was silent downstairs. That was creepy.
Yes. Oh, somebody asked us who has the best British accent. Random question.
A blondie boy. We call the person blondie boy.
No, he's really bad. He's not. No offense.
He's actually British, though!
No, he actually is British, but he lost his accent. It's not like, I haven't heard him do one in a long time, though. He used to do it well, but he's been here since, I don't know, like, he was, like, 5, I think, when they moved.
I know. Like, if you're here for
his older sister could probably do it better.
Yeah. What's snowing more outside? Do the
no.
snowed?
Oh yeah. Ooh. Oh, there. Okay. By the way, guys, we are inside during a blizzard.
It's not a blizzard. It's like.
I like to exaggerate. I'm calling it a blizzard.
See, my window is like.
Oh, guys.
I want to sit outside with like warm hot chocolate, steaming with gloves on, saying, "Oh, the weather outside is frightful." See, no, a lot of people can't sing about Christmas because either you're Jewish or there's no snow, or you just are a grumpy old man sitting on the couch saying, "You ruddy tutty."
What happened? What?
It's just.
Oh, gosh, I hope you didn't just. We didn't lose what we were just working on, did we?
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah, la, 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 la. Sorry, guys. If you're still listening to this, la, 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 la. But see, I really,
la, 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 la. That's Untouched by the Veronicas, by the way.
That's like the best song ever. So I really want a good theme song. Like, this theme song sort is poopy.
I wonder how much this is still working. How much did you guys hear and all that? I wonder if it's still... Okay, guys, this is what happened. This computer is being really bad.
Let's pause it.
Unpause. The computer was being stupid. And by the way, the problem with this program, it's a free program, so it doesn't always have the best quality. Queen Bee's going to do something. So I'm just going to talk to you while this computer, it tends... The way this computer records the... Or not this computer, this program records the podcast... It records bits and pieces. It records it in lots of different pieces, like a clip that's maybe 2 seconds long, and it has this big file before you export it as one big one, and sometimes it loses clips, which we have to update the software because they do have one that doesn't lose it, but it takes a really long time to download, and it's not necessarily good for this computer because this computer is really old, really slow, even though it somehow is a laptop. It's Queen Bee's computer. I don't like it very much, but that's okay. We're using it to record the podcast anyway. Do we have any more topics? Hey, I want the red popsicle.
Last one.
She took the red popsicle. That's the one I asked for, though. And you took out an orange one for me.
The orange one's better than this one.
Now I'm going to pout and sit here waiting for my popsicle. I like popsicles.
One. You don't. We're going to right now. This is the end of discussing Maximum Rap. And for the next 10 minutes, when this will be an hour, we will talk about ourselves. Me, usually, I'm energetic.
Guys, yeah, we're giving you a warning here. So if you really, really, really are so bored of us, like you dislike us listening to us, just stop listening now because this is the end of the Maximum Rap section for this podcast. So we're just going to talk about ourselves, introduce ourselves a little bit more so that you know us better for the next couple episodes. Which, by the way, soon, we will stop talking about Maximum Ride in general and start comparing other series. Like,
and also, soon we'll have the first created episode up that just didn't work for me because I'm not bad at electronics. But
yes,
I'm bad.
You're very bad at electronics. No offense.
I can go on the internet and do YouTube and email, and that's basically it.
Yeah, next week, guys, by the way, for that person who emailed, we will try to attempt to do a British accent since he does the best one. Or have you guys vote on it or something.
Governor. No, I have an iPod Touch. There's an application you can get when it says, "Hello, Governor," in a British accent.
Why?
I don't know. It's cool, but I don't have it. Because he...
A lot of people, when they do it, though, they mess it up because they make it, like, formal, like they're talking to the Queen all the time. Which, British people, email us if you're British. That's really cool if we have some English listeners.
I know.
Yeah, really.
I know.
About it.
Hello, chap. Okay, that's not my best impression.
That's really bad.
Of course, no.
I'm tempted to do it, but I'm afraid that I might offend somebody because I think it's really good. Some other people think it's good, but some other people think it's
cranberry juice. Popsicles are good.
Shut up. You stole my red popsicle. I wanted a red popsicle.
Oh, once? Okay, I don't like spicy foods very much. And once my parents said, if you don't eat this pepper, I'm not letting you go. and no, really. And they said, or if like you eat this pepper, I'll give you $100. No, no. Or no, I'm not letting you go. Okay? So I ate the pepper. At first it was easy, so I'm like smiling, I'm like putting my thumbs up. The next second,
burning fire in my mouth, and I start crying, and I'm not joking. I start crying, and then I took one of my orange juice popsicles and ate it, and I felt much better.
I'm not talking to you about popsicles anymore. I wanted that red popsicle. You stole it from me. Max would be ashamed. Oh, do you agree with that people, that a lot of people think that it's a boy when they start reading it? Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was a boy. I think it's so stupid that a lot of people... No, my mom thought that it was a boy until, like, four chapters into it. But I don't remember how it was, but I point out... It says she's looking at her nightdress, right, to find the bullet holes in the first book. On, like, a second or third page, maybe. Because she has the dream in the very beginning. It's been a while since we read it. The books, actually, hasn't it? Well, anyway, one of our future guests... Now Who? Has my copy of the first and second Max from my books.
Who's the guest?
I don't own the third one. I'll just beep his name out. Which he has tremendous personality, so he'll be pretty good once he reads all four. But the thing is, and we have another friend of mine that's read the first two, but we can't find the third one for. I have the fourth one, but I knew I should have bought the third one too. I just whispered it to her, so that's why there was that silence there.
Silence is golden.
Silence is golden.
Please turn off your cell phones. Please notice the nearest exits in the movie theater. I don't think they can hear that. No. Silence is golden. Please turn off your please turn off your cell phones and notice the nearest exits in the movie theaters. Thank you.
Woo!
That
actually did go up off the charts. Congratulations.
I was breathing in then.
This is really random. Most people are probably not going to care about us this much.
Stop.
That was almost a beep. Like one of these beeps. We're really going to wrap this up, though. This is... Whoa. In 5 minutes, this will have been an hour.
Well, that's way...
An
exact,
hour.
Like,
an
no,
hour.
We should do, like, 1 hour, 00:00, okay?
No.
Yeah.
Unless you can think of another Maximum Ride topic right now off the top of your head, because I'm not talking about myself, because people are going to get really bored.
Okay. We're going to talk about...
Oh, that's my phone.
Okay, I guess we do
no,
have to
start... No, that's not my phone, you stupid set... She set an alarm on my phone to go off. I am not happy right now. Oh my gosh.
You're not a happy camper.
No, I'm not. No, but this will be over an hour probably, because I'm going to add in all the interview. If I can, people, don't be mad at me if you don't get the interview. It'll probably be after
maybe we'll put
our
it on the
outro.
Blog.
Yeah, maybe we will put it on the blog. That would be a good idea. Well, anyway, you will see it. We have to get going, though.
I do?
So that we can save this and be able to edit it and get it up tonight if we can. Or if I can.
We don't have an USB.
Because I'm the technical
we
person.
We don't have an USB.
Well, just call your dad. Or ask your mom.
My mom is worse at technologic stuff than me.
That's not possible. I'm still really angry at you. I'm not talking to you because of that stupid cranberry popsicle that you stole from me.
I made them and it took me a whole 12 hours.
Oh my gosh, 12 hours. Oh, okay, people are probably not really going to care, and this is really off topic, but we did warn you. So, goodbye. We hope you had a good time.
And remember our contest.
Remember our contest. Yes, email us, maxawesomeness@gmail.com. And it's not maximumawesomeness. It's maxawesomeness@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your family, tell your neighbors, tell everybody about us. Because we really, really like having listeners that comment. Please, please email us, because it makes us feel really, really good that we're listened to. We are now to end our babbling. It's bye from Cinders.
Bye from Queen Bee.
Woo! We got through too. We're amazing. Goodbye, folks. See you next time.